What if everything you believed about success was wrong? At West Point Military Academy, the grueling Beast Barracks initiation pushes cadets to their absolute limits. Despite rigorous admission standards, many still drop out. Traditional measures like academic achievements and leadership potential fail to predict who succeeds. The answer lies in something more fundamental than talent: grit, a powerful combination of perseverance and passion. This pattern extends far beyond military training, from salespeople closing difficult deals to students tackling challenging curricula. Grit consistently emerges as the decisive factor in determining who thrives. Consider David Luong, who transformed from a back row student to earning a PhD in engineering through sheer persistence. Even Charles Darwin attributed his success not to superior intelligence, but to his industry and patience. Why does this matter? Because we've been enchanted by the myth of natural brilliance. We celebrate overnight success stories while overlooking the years of persistent effort behind them. This misguided focus creates a dangerous mindset. If success requires innate genius, why bother trying? But the evidence tells a different story, one where determination consistently outperforms raw talent. Have you ever wondered why some seemingly average people achieve extraordinary things? The answer lies in a simple but powerful equation. Talent, effort equals skill, and skill, effort equals achievement. Notice how effort appears twice, creating a multiplication effect that dramatically increases its importance. Think about a master potter who has honed his craft over decades. Each piece reflects not just natural dexterity, but thousands of hours of practice. The repetition and dedication transform raw talent into refined skill, affecting both the quantity and quality of what he creates. Similarly, achievement in any field requires not just developed skill, but the continued application of effort. Friedrich Nietzsche understood this reality centuries ago. He observed that excellence doesn't appear magically, but emerges through persistent, focused effort. By mythologizing talent, we conveniently excuse ourselves from commitment, believing that geniuses are simply born, not made. But true greatness comes from relentless dedication to improvement. As Woody Allen famously noted, 80% of success is showing up. This enduring commitment, this consistent showing up, is what ultimately shapes true achievement. Without it, even the most talented individuals will fall short of their potential. What drives sustained effort? For Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Jeff Gettleman, passion acted as a compass, guiding him through challenges toward meaningful goals. Passion typically evolves through deliberate choices rather than sudden revelation. Jeff's journey began with uncertainty, until a trip to East Africa revealed his true calling wasn't journalism itself, but Africa. This insight shaped his career path, eventually bringing him back to the continent. Understanding grit requires seeing how goals connect from daily actions to ultimate purposes. A clear aim helps organize lower-tier goals and gives meaning to routine tasks. Warren Buffett's three-step career process exemplifies this: identify key goals, commit to them, and eliminate distractions. Bob Mankoff's path to becoming a New Yorker cartoonist shows how to balance persistence with adaptability. Despite countless rejections, he refined his approach while maintaining his ultimate vision. True grit combines unwavering perseverance with tactical flexibility. Growing grit resembles nurturing a garden, with interest, practice, purpose, and hope serving as its essential components. Unlike fleeting pleasure, genuine interest evolves through active engagement with what truly captivates us. Consider Jeff Bezos, whose childhood garage laboratory and experiments in aerodynamics reflected early fascination that eventually led to Amazon's creation. Similarly, Will Shortz, the New York Times crossword editor, maintains career consistency not through monotony, but by continually deepening his interests. For passion to take root, we must discover potential interests, explore them widely, and refine our focus over time. Practice, the second element, means relentless improvement through deliberate repetition. Purpose, the third component, infuses passion with meaning by connecting personal joy to societal contribution. Hope, the final element, demands resilience and the courage to rise after every fall. Kayvon Asamani's story perfectly illustrates this resilience. Despite tremendous adversity, his growth mindset enabled him to persevere where others might have surrendered. The brain's plasticity means intelligence and talent can develop with effort, similar to strengthening muscles through exercise. Even small changes in self-talk can propel someone toward their goals when obstacles appear insurmountable. Have you ever noticed how changing your internal dialogue from "I can't do this" to "I can't do this yet" transforms your approach to challenges? What separates world-class performers from everyone else? It's not just practice, it's how they practice. National Spelling Bee champions and other experts distinguish themselves through deliberate practice, not just accumulated hours of experience. Deliberate practice has four essential elements: specific stretch goals, complete concentration, immediate feedback, and continuous refinement based on that feedback. NBA star Kevin Durant demonstrates this by spending 70% of his training time in focused solo practice, similar to how musicians who practice alone progress faster. While psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi's concept of flow describes a pleasurable state where challenge matches ability, deliberate practice intentionally pushes beyond comfort zones. Elite performers like Olympic swimmers Rowdy Gaines and Katie Ledecky embrace this distinction. Their practice often feels difficult, but their commitment to improvement drives them forward. The paradox of practice is that while it feels challenging during the process, it yields tremendous satisfaction through progress and mastery. Yale research categorizes work as a job for pay, career for advancement, or calling for fulfillment and contribution. Those who see their work as a calling show greater grit and satisfaction, regardless of occupation. The key lies in believing in work's meaning and impact. A garbage collector found purpose in protecting community health, while Joe Leader's NYC transit role evolved from necessity to calling through growing expertise and understanding of its social impact. Researcher Bill Damon notes that purpose starts with interest, but requires purposeful role models who demonstrate how actions can serve others. Purpose develops through reflection and seeing how our work affects others. By linking personal interests with broader impact, we transform passion into meaningful contribution, giving even routine tasks deeper significance. Wise parenting, authoritative rather than authoritarian or permissive, creates optimal conditions for developing grit. Steve Young's parents exemplified this balance of high expectations with emotional support, showing how both firmness and empathy matter. Organizations can similarly cultivate tenacity. Seattle Seahawks coach Pete Carroll demonstrates this by prioritizing mental resilience and selecting players who show determination through adversity. His team's culture emphasizes perseverance over setbacks. Sociologist Dan Chambliss found that joining high-performing teams elevates individual standards. The group's excellence shapes members' work ethic, showing how organizational culture influences personal growth. This principle extends to traditional institutions. West Point's shift from attrition-based to developmental leadership reduced dropouts while maintaining standards. Their focus on respect over fear better prepares cadets for challenges while building resilience.